Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Praline Marks, good afternoon to you. And so we start a new work week.
We do start a new week, and we started with a lot of work.
We do indeed. And a really sad, sad weekend for all of you in Israel. The Mount Meron tragedy. Yeah, talk to us.
So let's talk about what we know, what transpired, and what we know just moments ago in the Knesset, where they've held a memorial today. This follows yesterday's day of mourning, where the flags were at half-mast, and education was largely dedicated to discussing the tragedy. Benny Gantz, who is now our defense minister and interim justice minister, has said that we have to transform this national tragedy into change, that we cannot allow ourselves as a country to break into autonomies in which people do whatever they please. There is one law for all, and everyone has the right to practice their faith and traditions under the auspices of the state. Now, why am I telling you this, you are asking? Because we have had from Benny Gantz and the police calls for an official commission of investigation. The government has greenlit this. They have said that there will be an official investigation underway. And Gantz's statement takes into account a lot of things that people are feeling. The first is that it has come to light that the exit ramp, which was the site of this horrific, horrific stampede, we now know for definite it was a stampede that cost 45 people their lives at the Lag BaOmer festival, was possibly built without a permit. So, of course, as the investigation goes on, that will be discussed. Also, permission was only really given for 10,000 people to attend the Lag BaOmer festivities, and it's an estimated 100,000 people attended, and many of us have seen those horrific, horrific visuals of just how packed it was in that that stairway, that tunnel, which was cordoned off to try and maintain social distancing and limit the amount of people, and it was just so overwhelmed by the amount of people. But we do have a death toll confirmed at 45. A lot of funerals, or most of the funerals, have taken place already. They started as Shabbat came out on Saturday night. Extraordinary, extraordinary sights around the country on Friday as Israelis lined up for hours to donate blood. Magen David Adom being quite exceptional, both in rescue and recovery, but also making sure that ambulances were out there so that people could do something to help, they could donate blood. We have to say the unbelievable sight coming in from the Arab villages surrounding Meron, where the villagers, most of whom were observing Ramadan, they were fasting for the Muslim festival of Ramadan, opened their hearts, their homes, their community centers to make sure that people were fed, people received water, people received care and attention. These are the evacuees who were evacuated from the site. In case people are concerned about the kashrut, it was all halavi, pre-wrapped, so that, you know, that was taken care of as well. And the extraordinary outpouring of sympathy and condolences from ordinary citizens from around the world, and including dignitaries from Her Majesty the Queen, His Majesty King Philippe of Spain, to the various royal families here in the region, to world leaders from President Biden, who phoned Prime Minister Netanyahu, to Boris Johnson, to Emmanuel Macron. Also, very interestingly, from countries where we don't have formal diplomatic ties, Iraq being one of them, Saudi Arabia being another one of them, The president of the Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas, sending a letter of condolence to his counterpart, President Rivlin. Foreign ministers from all around the world. I have to be honest, and I do have to say it, I did not notice anything coming from South Africa.
South Africa. Mm.
If somebody did see something, please let me know. I did tweet at President Ramaphosa asking whether or not he had sent his condolences. I have not received a response. An extraordinary, extraordinary outpouring of condolence and support. And, you and I are going to cover the investigation as it unfolds. We will definitely be talking about it here. But a lot of questions, and a lot of Israelis, the majority of Israelis, feeling a conflict of emotions from being heartbroken because this was the worst tragedy outside of a war or terror attack that we've faced as a country, and absolute fury that it has come to this.
I absolutely understand what you're talking about. That makes perfect sense. I was also reading in the first hour of the show, Rolene, something that was published in Yediot Ahronot. It was a speech given by Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin talking about this Israeli attitude of Yihye Beseder, everything will be okay, but actually everything isn't okay. And that little terminology, that phrase, hides so much that isn't okay. And there will be an accounting to be had here.
Well, this is it. You know, the fingers of blame are already starting to be pointed. The police, the organizer, was there an organizer? Was it the government? Was it members of the community that flouted the regulations? But, yeah, you know, you and I have spoken. We talk about, yeah, but said there. Everything will be okay, and maybe you see the difference between Olim and between Israelis, where Olim will talk about the trauma we feel when we do drills for sirens. You know, it may be part of our different culture to talk about it and say, you know, sometimes things are not beseder. I think this very much coupled with the horrendous self-immolation by Itzik Sadyan that's blown the lid off Yihye Beseder, that it's sometimes it's not okay. Just an update on that as well. The Defense Ministry has accepted responsibility for not doing enough to help our soldiers with PTSD. This is a story I feel quite strongly about. And they have given the go-ahead and the funding to better deal with our soldiers who go into the most horrendous of situations, very different to what we could imagine, and are expected just to come back into society and fully integrate. They've given the funding and the green light for programs and for help for that as well.
Thank you for that update. And I'm going to hold you to updating us on the Mount Meron events. I've got lots to say about the matter. It's probably just not appropriate to speak about those issues today. I think it's too fresh and too raw, and perhaps we need to save our criticism and recrimination for a little bit later. Very moving stories about the people and the funerals, Rolene.
Very moving stories. I mean, we've had the one case of a singer from Montreal who was in the country, and there was no family here. I did investigate this. He had been in Israel for a couple of days because a lot of people were questioning why was he here without having to go into Bidud. But he was here with all legal paperwork. And his family gave permission for him to be buried here in Israel, and thousands of people attended because people were concerned that there would be nobody, no family there. That's also something very much part of the Israeli spirit. We've had it in the cases of lone soldiers who have fallen without family here. The other very generous offer from El Al, offering to fly in family of the or bereaved families to funerals for their loved ones. You know, this is Israel at its best, in a very, very trying situation. And, you know, we've seen the coming together of all Israelis over the weekend. And, you know, we have to remember that Israel is a country of its people. It's not a country of just divisions and conflict with our neighbors.
Rolene Marks, lots to think about. I knew we wouldn't kind of get to speak about anything else today. I think we should have spoken about Meron and Meron only. So thank you for getting me to 5:30. And we will talk more again tomorrow.
That's a date.